Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Good Thursday morning to you. Rob Long, Jeremy Kahn, Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Terps last night beat Mount St. Mary's. I swear I keep wanting to say Mount St. Joe's. Mount St. Mary's in overtime, 95-90. Not exactly how I thought this one would go at all, but the Terps still squeaked this thing out. How about David Colt? David Coit, 41 points. In 39 minutes of basketball, he had 2 rebounds, 3 assists. 41 points.
Well, you're going to need something, right? Yeah. What's your name? It was a little disappointing in the second half, right?
Yeah,
the fact that you have a big lead, you let them back in it. You want to give them credit for finding a way to win. I say this all the time about it doesn't matter what sport. Anytime you win on the road, I'm pretty much not going to question you. I might point out some things that you like to see cleaned up. But in home games against inferior opponents, yeah, you can get beat up a little bit for it.
Yeah.
I'm still like, I don't know about you. Do you have expectations any for this team?
Nope. I don't, because it's been a roller coaster. I don't know what to expect with this basketball team. I don't know what, are they the team that lost to Georgetown? Who's Georgetown? Are they the team to battle back to beat Marquette? Who's Marquette? Or are they the team that allowed Mount St. Mary's to come back on them and force them to overtime in their place? So I do know Mount St. Mary's, it was 1-4 on the year, so they have not proven that they can beat anybody worthy. They lost to West Virginia. They lost to Bucknell. They lost to Cincinnati.
I mean, the thing I'd say is that those are all, I don't think they're bad teams that they lost to, right?
My point.
Yeah.
So.
We don't know who they are.
Yeah, I don't know who they are. I mean, who's Maryland? How come those teams could bury Mount St. Mary's and Mount St. Mary's forced it in overtime?
And granted, it's aided by overtime, but how often are you going to see? I mean, your best player goes down and somebody else steps up and drops a 40 burger there. It's just like, okay, you're seeing that. Like, again, at the end of the year, do we look back on this game and go, man, I can't believe they let Mount St. Mary's take them to the wire? No, you're just counting it as a dub. But right now, I think.
I can't believe they let Mount St. Mary's come back on them.
Exactly.
You have to make me forget about it by what you do moving forward. Because right now, this is disturbing. I'm being honest with you. That's a disturbing win. It's at home versus Mount St. Mary's.
Did you watch any of the other big games last night? I'm assuming you did. So UConn, Arizona. I liked UConn. It was back and forth for a good bit, and then Arizona took a lead, and then UConn had to go on that run, which I'm sure you've been there. Mm-hmm. Your team's down. You make that run, and you kind of catch up, and it's like, all right, are we going to flame out now, or are we going to take the lead and never look back? And UConn kind of... they took the lead and then flamed out, or got there within 2 points and then flamed out. And then last night, watching Alabama and Illinois go at it as they were running up and down the floor, like, you watch those teams, all of those teams should have expectations for the season, right? Like, whether it's, hey, I think we're a national championship contender. Hey, I want to see our team go to the Sweet 16. We absolutely have to be a tournament team. I don't know what I'm supposed to expect from this Maryland team that was just kind of piecemealed together in a short period of time. That's why... like, even in a game like this where Mount St. Mary's takes them to overtime, which that shouldn't happen. It just shouldn't.
There's no chance.
Hats off to Mount St. Mary's for playing their ass off. What a huge win that would have been for them. But fact of the matter is, like, if I don't have expectations, I can't beat them up too much for winning a game the way that they did.
Right.
I don't even know who they are yet. I don't know if they're good, bad, or indifferent.
I pulled a Jeremy Kahn last night.
What'd you do?
I was in bed at 7.
Yeah. Well, maybe you needed it.
Yeah. My stomach was rumbling from that Mexican.
Oh, is that what happened?
I spent a total of maybe 30 minutes in that restaurant. That's how quickly I figured out now. I don't like
this. Something's wrong.
Number one, they had no drink with bourbon. How can you not? I mean,
it's a Mexican restaurant, though.
You go to most Mexican restaurants, they have what they call the Mexican old fashions, hey, bourbon.
I'm not arguing. I just said it's a Mexican restaurant. You went where you went. Like, I fully expect them to have bourbon, too, but I understand if you have more tequila than you have bourbon.
I'll put it this way. They have a margarita. The margarita, from what I was told, was sweet, but it was a hot margarita. I think.
I don't like those.
A spicy margarita.
Yeah, like with jalapeno in it.
I think they make a big tub of margarita. And if you want spicy, they'll put the jalapenos in.
Yeah. Yeah.
If you want strawberry, they'll drop some strawberry. It's the same margarita, man.
My wife and I, when I told you we went to Georgetown and went on like a little food tour. We stopped off at this one place, Mexican restaurant there that everything was way overpriced.
Right.
I mean, way overpriced. We sat down and my wife's like, well, let's just kill some time. Let's get a margarita. So we sit down and then they have a regular, a grande, and then like the really large one that comes out and... Right. It comes out in a pitcher, and it was $67 for a pitcher.
Was it good?
No.
Oh.
I had a pineapple one. My wife got a regular one, and we got the grande. So we ended up paying like $60 for two large margaritas, and they're not, honestly, it wasn't even that large. It took me a while to finish the damn thing because I didn't like it, but I was going to drink it all.
I ordered a drink because I wanted one, and it was a big old glass. I took two sips of it. Nah, I don't want that.
I hate that, man.
I'm not gonna eat that. Let's go to Falston and get Josh. What's up, Josh?
What's up, guys? Thanks for having me on.
Thank you for calling.
I just want to thank you all for keeping me company as I'm driving down to work. I'm driving down to College Park right now, going to the Promised Land. And I just want to say that without Payne in that lineup, I am real worried about that Terps team.
Me too.
I'm a former graduate this past May, and all me and my buddies, we are not putting much hope in this season. A lot of hope for Baba, though.
Yeah, I mean, that Rob and I were talking about Baba earlier, and you were talking about you saw him play in a full game,
yeah,
right? With his dad working there, some of the ties that they have.
Right.
Getting a player of that caliber, yeah, you may have a one and done, but he's a nasty ball player.
Hey, now, Josh, you said you had
a hell of a one and done. So yeah.
You said you had a Joe Flacco. You had a Joe Flacco comment?
Yes. Yes, so I heard you say the average 25-year-old's not wasn't too pumped to see Joe walk in, and that might be true for some fan bases. I want you to know I'm 23. We were pumped to watch Joe walk back into the bank.
Let me ask you this. Why are you such a big Joe Flacco fan? I'm curious about
that. Well, he was my childhood hero. Watching the Ravens win in 2012, that was like probably the second or third Ravens season like we remember really watching and following, and he was just so fun to watch, Joe Cool. And, yeah, I loved Lamar Jackson with all my heart, but Joe was some special years as a kid, some special playoff runs.
I hear that. I think Joe had a great team. But, see, I think sometimes we look back on things and it's greater than 20 touchdowns, 12 interceptions. 19 touchdowns, 22 interceptions. 14 touchdowns, 12 interceptions. 20 touchdowns, 15 interceptions. 18 touchdowns, 13 interceptions. 12 touchdowns, 6 interceptions. Then he leaves here to go to Denver. He's 6 touchdowns, 5 interceptions. This year, he's 14 touchdowns, 9 interceptions. Where is special? Please define to me what's special.
There's something about that Joe Flacco.
I don't know what it is.
I just trust a little bit more than Lamar Jackson. I don't know what it is,
Rob,
man.
Rob was over here looking at me, and this wasn't the caller, by the way, but you know what it is. There's sometimes like, yeah, I like Joe Flacco better than Lamar. What is it? I don't know. There's just something about him.
Trust him more.
Is it his... Perhaps?
You look at Joe Flacco, there's nothing, he had 4 weeks of special, and I give him that. But let's not overstake this thing. I gave you his career run. At what point do you see special, Jeremy?
The only time I saw special in Joe Flacco's career was the 4-game playoff run.
That's it.
11 touchdowns, 0 picks. He's not a bad player, but he's like, I would take Matt Ryan over him 10 out of 10 times.
In an era where everybody threw for 4,000 yards, he did it one time.
One time.
One time.
Two time. No.
I'm sorry. Guys, you can sell me a lot of stuff with Joe Flacco. Special ain't one of them. Cordell Woodland joins us at 8:15, but on the other side, we get stupid with Jeremy Kahn.
Yeah, we're going to talk about a couple of interesting stories here, one of which, I don't know if you guys heard about Marty McHigh, a New Jersey driver crashed his DeLorean. I'll tell you what he had on him. Also, We're going to get into cryogenically freezing dead bodies. Have you guys thought about this at all?
I read this.
This is just something else. What do you do with it? Ted Williams is somewhere with his head somewhere in a cryogenically frozen lab. But we'll talk more about this. Got some other stories for you. We'll do all that when we come back in the World Stupid.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
All right, here we go. We're going to get into some stupid stuff. Are you ready? I just found this story a little bit ago, and it's kind of loaded. A boy who's 10 years old got into an argument with his mom outside of a... Got an argument with his mom outside of a store. She was dropping off some paperwork. So when the mom comes out of this place, she looks and her car and her kid's gone. So it's got to be one of the scariest things as a parent because she left the car running with the kid in it. And then all of a sudden people started saying, well, I saw it back up and it almost hit another car. And then it rode over the curb. It jumped the curb and got on the road. It looked a little reckless. The kid took the car and drove home after an argument with his mom. And you might say, okay, well, that's interesting.
He wanted to cool off.
Is the story done? And no, it's not done. So the kid goes home. He bumps into a refrigerator in the garage. He actually parks the car halfway decent, they said. And then the dad's like, what are you doing home? So the police race to the house once they figure out where the car is and that the boy is there. And that's when they realize the dad's got wire fraud charges. He's got a warrant out for his arrest. Oh. They immediately take him into custody. So this 10-year-old kid gets into an argument with his mom, which leads to his dad getting arrested, which who knows if they ever found him. Yeah, wire fraud in Nashville. This happened in the UK. So it's just crazy. This happened in Tennessee. I got this from the Daily Mail, so that's why I assumed it was UK.
You do realize that's why... You're taught when you're in law enforcement, when you go to a residence, you instantly have dispatch to check. Everybody's there. Yeah.
I mean, it makes sense.
You never know.
But that's like, could you imagine? Hey, son, what are you doing home? I brought the cops to arrest you, Dad. Here you go. Unbelievable, man.
Wire fraud.
Yeah. All right, let's get to this next story. We're going to do the cryogenically stuff last. Marty McHigh. I saw this story. Somebody sent it to me. And if you get it, New Jersey driver crashes his 1980s DeLorean. That's where you get the Marty McFly. Marty McHigh comes in because he had 87 bags of cocaine on him. A goo! A New Jersey driver had been busted twice in 1 week for a DUI, included while driving a vintage Back to the Future style 1980s DeLorean, where he allegedly stashed 87 baggies of cocaine. Where we're going, buddy, you won't need roads. It's called prison. This is just unbelievable. And by the way, you know what? I will spin this around. You can look at all just the different baggies of cocaine.
Because your name is Lady Heroin.
Yeah, Demi. Hey, put mama on the phone. Hey, honey, yeah, I ain't coming home no more.
They popped me with 87 bags of coke.
When police searched the 1981 DeLorean, the iconic sports car. That's a sports car, technically?
Yeah. 100%. DeLorean?
I don't know. It doesn't look very sporty to me. It just looks weird.
I think it's, yeah. 100%.
I've only, like, when I think about the DeLorean, the only thing I think about that car, it's Back to the Future every time, right? I'm assuming most people are that way, but I don't know. They found vodka bottles and dozens of individually wrapped bags of coke. He was hit with charges for driving under the influence, careless driving, and reckless driving. The arrest was a blast from the past for the police department, which had just charged Randall with a DUI on November 3rd. He was busted for driving while intoxicated on November 3rd after cops allegedly spotted him throwing objects from a car and driving carelessly in the same city.
Well, the good thing is that DUI charge won't stick.
Yeah.
Because the other one's Trump.
Yeah. We're going to let you go on this one. Guess what? You're going to jail for the rest of this stuff. Marty McHigh. All right. Now, this is, would you guys, Joe, you come in with this too. Would you ever think about getting cryogenically frozen?
No.
Or having someone cryogenically frozen? Like we did, Tom Brady had his dog's DNA used to clone them, or clone the one dog, right? But going back to when this happened at first, was it Walt Disney was the first, like one of the big names that he was freezing his head, and then we heard about Ted Williams, and like, is it just sit in a room, and then what's going to happen? Like, is science going to get so good that we're just going to bring him back to life? And by the way, I don't know if you've looked at the way things are going. Why do I want to come back?
Well, it depends on what Ted Williams you get back. Will he go back into the draft, or would he, you know, would he be able to hit? Because I'd sign him.
Because
we got that Ted Williams, I'd sign him.
But he's coming back as like a 70-year-old, right?
No, I don't want him. Well, that means he'll bat, what, 250?
Yeah. It's like the old Ty Cobb line.
Yeah.
What do you think you'd hit if you played today? Me? I don't know. Probably 240. The great Ty Cobb would only hit 240 in his league? Yeah, I'm 67 years old, jackass.
And there's black players now that would strike him out, too. He didn't know how to play modern baseball.
What is that guy doing here?
Yeah.
Ty's confused. Ty beat up... I mean, the story was that he beat up minorities before the game, I guess, to get warmed up.
Yeah, and then he almost killed a handicapped guy in the stands.
Yeah, he fought a man with no hands.
Well, keep in mind, those were the days where you couldn't fight him back.
Yeah. Oh, look, man, I ain't trying to make light of it. It's just,
you'd get locked up for fighting him back.
It's
still like that sometimes in the workplace.
It's crazy when you think back about Ty Cobb.
How did they get charged for fighting back?
Yeah. Well, did Ty Cobb get? Didn't he like have manslaughter or something? Did he kill somebody?
Yeah.
Isn't that true?
Wouldn't surprise me. Yeah. I mean, I know he almost killed the guy that was handicapped that had no hands that was heckling him.
But if you had no hands, why would you heckle somebody? We know you can't fight.
The other aspect of it was that he was mentally challenged. The guy that he beat up was mentally challenged.
Well, you should throw that one in first because now I'm making fun of the guy too, and now I feel bad. So now I got to fight him. Anyway. All right, look. A Chinese man who cryogenically froze his dead wife has sparked an online moral debate after Chinese media revealed he found a new girlfriend as his former partner lay preserved in liquid nitrogen. As a sign of his devotion, Gui Junmin decided to freeze his wife Zhan Wenlian's body after she died from lung cancer in 2017, age 49, making her China's first cryogenically preserved person. But after a November interview revealed he had been dating a different partner since 2020, Chinese social media has been torn on Junmin's predicament. Like, if they get to a point, does somebody thaw her out? And by the way, if he's freezing her, how many years does he have to wait? Like, he might be dead by the time she comes back. And it leads me back to that stupid-ass movie that's coming out where you go to purgatory and then you got to pick who you want to spend the rest of your life with. As the one woman had a husband early on and he died in the war. And then I guess she dies in a car crash with her current husband. And then she gets to purgatory and she's got to pick who she wants to spend eternity with. That's an MF of a mind. You know, like that's messed up. Even watching that movie or like seeing the preview for it, I'm like, who thought of this? Because it's crazy. But freezing a head and hoping to bring them back, I don't get this. Like, this is one of those things where they're saying it might be the biggest racket in the world to freeze people because you're paying all this money not knowing what happens after the fact. Is it kind of like buying stars? That's the dumbest thing ever. Oh, I bought that star. Yeah, can we go see it? No, you can see it from here. How do you know you own it? I mean, what is that?
I got papers on it.
Oh, that's great. Yeah, show them. Go collect it when you want to move. I mean, what is buy a star? Dumbass things, man. It's just stupid. And with this... Do you you can't blame the guy for finding a new love, right? This is what happens. You know how everybody says, hey, if something happens to me, I really want you to be happy. Katie, if something happens to me, don't find anybody else. I will haunt you from the dead. It's like, no. I mean, but like it is, this is what happens when people are trying to, you know, you try to move on. So does he bring her back and have two wives? I don't even know if they're going to be able to bring these people back. That's your world of stupid.
By the way, according to Fox Sports in an article, August of 2012, Ty Cobb told about his biographer in 1912, and you can write this down, I killed a man in Detroit. So yeah.
I knew there was a story about him, either manslaughter or murder. So
Cordell Woodland at 8:15. But on the other side, Grayson Rodriguez spoke about the trade to L.A. saying he's healthy and ready to contribute. We'll see.
Mm-hmm.
Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan.
Going to get a pitcher that's going to throw a lot of innings. That's going to be at the forefront of my goal. We're going to go out there and we're going to win some ball games. We're going to be playing in October.
That's Grayson Rodriguez on AM 830 out in Los Angeles. We're going to win some ball games, and we're going to play in October, is what he said. Yeah, Grayson, the team was 72-90 last year. The year before that, they finished last place 63-99. The year before that, they finished next to last place with 73. My point is, what else are they going to do for you to play in October?
Well, they better make a whole bunch of other moves.
They better make some moves.
They should probably get an outfielder that can hit 30 bombs, too. Oh. Anyway, we don't know. I told you what the GM was saying about this. Yeah, it is a risk to trade for a guy like Grayson. There are two things in play here. I fully believe that the Orioles wanted to find an outfielder that had power and was a right-handed bat. They wanted to find that. They did that with this move.
Right.
Now, for the people saying they had 4 years of control, all of you guys are saying, oh, great, we have the best farm system in baseball. What's that win us? What does control win you at this point if the guy's not going to pitch?
Absolutely.
And in my thought process, and I know they did the medicals with him, with the Angels and everything, if the Orioles are moving him, they don't have confidence that he's going to stay healthy, or they absolutely did not like his work ethic. And I hate that this stuff kind of comes out when someone gets traded. Mm-hmm. But if it's true, I actually talked to somebody else last night that was worked at Bowie. And was telling me some of the same stories.
Yeah.
And I'm going, it's weird that it's all coming out now and nobody, well, I don't want to say nobody said it. I didn't hear it. I didn't pick up on it. But you had heard some of these things.
Yeah, I kind of alluded to it during the season. But,
yeah, but I don't listen to you.
I didn't have any facts about it. I heard it were rumors. And I don't like to run with rumors or like to push rumors that much. But, I heard that basically he was not giving his all in rehab. I like Grayson. I have no problem with Grayson. I hope Grayson works out down in Anaheim, but at the same time, I like the trade. Work ethic aside, I'm not gonna sit here and beat him up. Work ethic aside, I like the trade because it gives the Orioles something that they greatly need, and that's a bat, a power bat. You got something you need. We all want to make trades, but we want to keep everybody that we like.
Mm-hmm.
We need to go trade for this. Well, let's trade this guy. No, I don't want to trade him.
Where are all the people that bitched about trading Ramon last year? Yeah. Where is he? He just got DFA'd. People fall in love with mediocre. And Ramon, I loved him. I thought he was great for this team. But he gets DFA'd from the Astros. So now he's got to find a new place to play. And I'm sure people are, would you want to bring him back?
Nope.
Yeah, I mean.
You know I love Ramon.
Yeah.
But no, I don't.
But you're moving
him back
in a different direction.
I want to move forward. I don't want to move backwards.
And again, you're adding 36. Well, I'm not saying he's going to hit 36. I think he, in the ballparks in the American League East, I think he's going to be just fine.
Mm-hmm.
He has an OPS over 900 against lefties. So everybody wants to go, oh, he hit 217. He's doing this. Oh, they traded a guy with 4 years of control. He hasn't pitched. Guess what this guy is? He's available. And for everybody out there was like, hey, let's trade for Byron Buxton. Ooh, let's go get Luis Robert.
That's availability there.
Yeah, you're that's wanting to trade for guys that aren't going to. Tell me the last time Byron Buxton played a full season.
I can't.
Tell me.
And I watch baseball all the time. I can't.
He had
Byron Buxton. He should have been MVP twice, probably. That's kind of talent, if he could play every day.
And he just can't stay healthy. And for all the things that people bitched about Tyler O'Neill, it's just that you've seen Byron Buxton can hit when he's in there. And then somebody else said trade for Royce O'Neill. Are you kidding me?
Byron Buxton should be a gold glove outfielder. You know why he can't?
Because he can't stay healthy.
They got to DH him to keep him in the lineup. That's what they have to do. Keep him in the lineup.
No, somebody said trade for Royce Lewis. I always say Royce O'Neill. That's the basketball player. Royce Lewis, who has so much power and looks so amazing when he plays. There's just one problem.
He can't stay on the field.
He don't play. This is his career. Last year, he played 106 games. That's the most he's ever played. 82 the year before, 58 before that. And again, probably getting caught up for a cup of coffee, 12 games back in 2022. But people look at it and go, man, he hit 283, hit 290, or I'm sorry, he hit 237, but he had an on-base percentage around 300. But you'll look at this guy and say, hey, I want to trade for him when he's not available, ever. And then you'll get upset trading for a 32-year-old outfielder, 31-year-old outfielder whose contract's whose arbitration runs out this year and he's going to be a free agent. But you're adding 30-some home runs to this lineup, and where did they struggle immensely? Against left-handed pitching. You need right-handed bats.
Let's go out to the phone lines, 410-583-1057. Let's get Kevin in Catonsville. What's up, Kevin?
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. How y'all doing?
Doing well. How are you, man?
I'm good, man. I've been tripping. I was listening to another show a little late in the day, and I'm like, you know, do you have an axe to grind? Because no matter what Mike Elias does, it's always wrong. You know, it's okay. You had somebody, he pitched, what, 200 innings in 2 years or so, two and a half years or so. It didn't work out. But yet you always complain and, you know, oh, we got all these magic beans that we don't spend. So they got rid of some. You have to give up some value for fees to get value, you know. And if he comes, if Tyler Ward comes in, I mean, Tito Ward comes in. You know, if Tito doesn't,
y'all stand, messed up, man. Y'all messed up.
Yeah, I got you. Hey, Rob, I had to throw you under the bus real quick.
That poor guy's going to come to town. Why the hell is everybody calling me Tito?
Hey, just take it, Tito. Shut up, Jermaine.
Go ahead, Kevin.
You know, you just got to let it. You got to let it work. Just like getting a gift on Christmas before you even open it. Oh, it don't work. I don't like it. Man, come on, man. Chill out. Let it play out. Let's have this revisit this conversation in, you know, August, September. All right, guys. Have a good one.
You too, Kevin. 410-583-1057 is the number. Ain't no doubt in my mind. I will bet you money right now. Kevin ain't originally from Catonsville.
Yeah.
Well, the first Kevin sounds like Catonsville is on the west side. Kevin sounds like that slow West Baltimore.
We have two Kevins in Catonsville, and they couldn't sound any different.
This one right here has that slow West Baltimore city cadence.
I'm sure he'll call back.
I'm trying to tell you, man.
Yeah.
If Tito comes into town, you know, that's West Baltimore. I lived a long time in both sides. 410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Again, I think the problem is this, Jeremy. The media has created this sense of someone's got to win and someone's got to lose in a trade. Both teams can't win. Somebody has to win the trade. We do that every time during the trade deadline. Every trade deadline, we go, the winners, the losers. No, I mean, how am I losing when I'm getting what I targeted? If that's what I targeted, then that's not losing. I wanted a power-hitting, right-handed hitting outfielder. That's what I targeted. All I had to do is give up a pitcher who's often injured for him. How do I lose?
Yeah.
You wanted a pitcher under team control. You got that. A young pitcher under team control who you believe, although it might be risky, is worth it.
But a team that can wait on him, too. Right,
expectations are low.
Yes, and again, like this is the problem. We go back to it, and I saw it's funny looking at some of the YouTube comments. Somebody today say, "Love this show, but you guys complain about the complainers more than the complaint." Like it's, dude, there has to be something to offset the negative energy that comes out, and in the constant beating up of the GMs in this city. You have two of the best general managers in baseball. I don't care what any of you think about Mike Elias. The farm system's been rebuilt.
Yeah.
They had a down year. They had all these injuries. But nope, we can't say it's the injuries because you didn't like what they did in the offseason. And everybody has an idea of what they should have done in the offseason. Hey, trade whoever. Remember when everybody wanted to go get this person, trade Basayo, trade Holiday. Would you guys trade Basayo or Holiday right now?
But no, they traded an often injured pitcher, and now you're bitching about it. You wanted to trade these guys. But now you're complaining about a guy who didn't pitch for you at all in 2025. Rhino in Catonsville. What's up, Rhino?
Hey, guys. Real quick, so for Tito Ward, how much are we paying him next year? And is there room enough in the outfield for both he and Tyler O'Neill?
I don't think. First of all, can I ask you a second question first? I think the Orioles know who Tyler O'Neill is, a guy who stays injured. So I don't think that's their concern. If they have a problem of how to fit these guys in the outfield, those are first world problems.
Yeah.
And I don't think they're worried about that. I got to research what he's making this year. What's he making this year?
He's making $11.2 million in 2026.
And peanuts.
Yes.
That's peanuts.
And again, like, I don't care if he was making $50 million. They went out and said that they're paying money. I would care with the trade. But like, again.
But in baseball economics, Jeremy, what is $11 million?
Nothing. What's $11 million to a guy like me? Dropping a bucket. But again, like looking at Taylor Ward or Tito, people are going to ask about Tyler O'Neill. Like you're going to see those guys in the outfield or somebody DHing against left-handed pitching.
But if you're already saying how injured O'Neill is, then having those two fit in the outfield is nothing because he's often injured. If he's not injured and you have two power-hitting right-handed outfielders, yeah, those are real problems to
Who
have.
Who called in the other day and said trade Kierstead and Mountcastle for something? It's like,
for what?
I don't know, but you don't get to just pick the guys that you want them to get rid of and say, hey, this is great for you. Take these guys.
Cordell Woodland at 8:15, but on the other side, do you see value in the Ravens finding ways to win in terms of how it helps the team grow? Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Jeremy, are you one of these guys that believe
yes.
a win is a win?
No.
Or do you like the styles of wins?
I don't think a win is a win until the end of the year. You know, like it doesn't matter. I do think, depending on how you're looking at things, I don't want to be the guy getting moral victories, right? But I can look at a game honestly and say, we should have won that or we should have done this. You know, like, okay, we lost to a better team. Did we beat ourselves? I think if you're looking at yourself honestly, you can answer those questions. Mm-hmm. But I think more times than not, you know, people don't want to do that. They don't want to be honest with themselves and say, hey, this has to get better, that has to get better, or when we won this game or we lost this game, hey, we lost it because this happened. Everybody needs a reason. It's kind of like you're talking about. You need a winner and a loser in a trade. Something goes wrong in the game, you need to know why. Whose fault is it? And I think the same thing applies here when people are looking at wins. I don't buy into the moral victories. I mean, you could sit here if you had a young quarterback or something and you wanted to go, okay, he's getting better. We see some, I get it, but I'm not a moral victory guy.
So it's based on where you are in your organization.
Mm-hmm.
If you fancy yourself a championship team, then you rate quality wins.
Can I give you an example?
If you're the Carolina Panthers, just win a game.
If I was coaching a college team, we would never be storming the court, and we would never be storming the field. You want to know why? Because we expect to do what we've done. We expect to win games, and I don't need any of that nonsense going along with it. You know, like watching a big like conference team storm the court because they upset the number five team in the country. It's like, what are you guys doing? You should expect to win at home.
Well, in their defense, you can't control what the fans do.
I will. I'll put my hands up like this.
Oh, yeah, that'll work.
Yeah.
That'll work.
Get back!
Nothing to see here. Yeah. it's kind of like what I hate when we beat a good team and people say that they're overrated. Well, you just minimize your efforts by calling them overrated. You realize that, right?
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. But
that's what you just completely minimize your efforts when you call them overrated. I remember we beat a team last year. I guess they expected us to beat us by 20, beat them by 20. But because we beat them by 10, their fans start chanting overrated. We just beat you by 10.
What's that make you?
You expected the worst of an ass whipping? Okay, I'm sorry. Sorry we disappointed you.
That's so funny.
They were chanting overrated. I'm looking at the scoreboard. Yeah, we won by 10. Okay, we're overrated. But I'm with you. If you are the Panthers and you're getting wins, just stacking wins, that's because you're turning the corner. But the Ravens came into the season thinking championship.
Yeah.
Like, so it's how you beat teams.
Like if I'm the Browns and I've got two young quarterbacks that I'm going to be taking a look at, I think you can have some moral victories where it's like, okay, he played well in this instance. We haven't seen any of those happen with either one of these quarterbacks yet. But again, this will be the first chance we get to see Shador with a full week of practice. Mm-hmm. I think you can look at some of those things saying, hey, we're moving in the right direction, so I'm content with it. But again, sit here and say, like this team, oh, yeah. You know, we almost won, so we're going to that's the silver lining, is that we're getting close. Okay, get close. Beat them. I don't care how close you get. How many close losses you have, what's that mean? It means you were a terrible team that couldn't win close games. That's what it means.
410-583-1057. That's the number for you. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Going to talk about the MLB's new TV deal. For those of you, we did not forget about that. We're going to talk about that TV deal in the 9 o'clock hour. I thought it was huge. Major League Baseball making some shifts, catching up with the times. Money will be there, hopefully distributed evenly, equally amongst all the teams around. Cordell Woodland joins us at 8:15. But on the other side, if the Ravens make a deep playoff run, is the defense the reason? Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.